back again to English now. We just saw and heard a very lively discussion. The MEPs did have very different opinions concerning some topics. When we ended our discussion previously, we were pretty sure that we do not trust all kinds of food anymore. Our trust is damaged, and we weren't sure if our food is safe. Now, what we heard from the Austrian and the German MEPs is that our food is indeed safe. They also said that 30% of food is mislabeled and not hygienic. How do you repeat to that?
Well, I must say that it's quite ridiculous, because the food that is not labeled and is not, let's say, certified, and there were no scientists which certified this food, that type of food might be very dangerous and may put our lives at risk. And it's very important to label the food as much as possible.
That's why starting next year, there will be not only more information, but as the politicians called it, better informations on the labels. Labels that actually give us a meaning. It doesn't only list all the ingredients we can't even pronounce because they're just crazy to say, but they also are trying to give us some idea of what it actually means that these are in there. Manon, do you think that is a good way to start?
Yeah, I think it's reassuring actually to have a label for the food, like, because we live in a globalized world, so we have we have strawberries from Poland, we have a lot of food from everywhere, tomatoes from Spain, so we have to know where the food comes from, and we have to know that it is safe for us, it is okay. I think it's really important to know that, and to prevent as well big diseases, as I said before, like cancer or something like that. It can be linked to food, I'm convinced of that, and I think we have to struggle against labeling missing, I don't know how to say, but yeah.
Misleading labels. Yeah. And also traceability. You mentioned traceability, yeah, which is very important. Lydia, I know you said before that you're not happy with the labeling right now at all.
Yes, because if we don't know the origin of 30% of groceries or in products that we buy, that's unacceptable. And I don't know how should we know more about the other ingredients, since we can just label the basic ingredients. First, I think we have to label all the products so that percentage can be lower. It's really high. It's unacceptable.
Right. I think we all agree. The yes. Politicians did not agree on that. What they did agree on was that sanctions against companies or people that are involved who do food fraud, so intentionally mislead us, consumers, they agreed that those sanctions need to be harmonized. Holger, do you think that's a good way to start?
One of the first, many first ways I heard today. For sure, it is very important to do that, but to go back to the discussion of the labeling, for me it is not very important if it's labeled, so it must be the truth who's written down there on this product. So if there are labels and I can see, oh, that's in, and so it must be the truth. So if it's not the truth, it's only the good feeling for the consumers, so that I can buy that anyway. So it must be the right thing.
Right. Now, starting with the new system of labeling that starts next year, Manon said she finds it reassuring, and you're talking about trust. We still have to trust.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel safer, though, when you look at the new labels?
I think it's a psychological effect. So if there's on the product there are different things written down, and I can recognize and I can understand this, maybe that I feel safe in a way. But rest of percentage, I'm not sure about that. And if the politic can do that for me, I don't know. I think the 100% control and trust is not possible. But maybe the labeling will give me better feelings. But
It's probably hard to reach. I think we all agree on that too. We had a comment on Facebook from Carlo, and he asked which fines will be considered. Now, we have heard that the MIPs are pretty sure in harmonizing sanctions and maybe fees. Last questions for all of you. What do you think would be good sanctions? Whoever wants to start, just fire it up.
Maybe better monitoring or discard, well, potential discarding those food that is poisoned or affected or...
And how would you punish those?
How would I punish? I'm not sure, actually. It depends on the level or the danger of the food pollution.
Okay. Increasing the taxes for producers or, I don't know, something like that?
Something like that, but yeah. Not prison or...
Not prison?
No.
Okay.
No. I firmly believe that the penalties for food fraud, should be really severe, and we should also consider making the producers keeping the track of the products, yes, which they produce from the very early stage and on every stage until they reach the consumer.
And forbid them access to the markets or...
That's a good idea. That you that you forbid for a time to produce to make the companies to produce things, maybe for 1 year, 2 years, or if they are have sold solved the problem, maybe it's the right way.
So to discard them too.
Yeah.
Well, to sum up again, we have heard some solutions that are clear. Some of them are still really wary. For us, is it right when I say to sum up that even though the politicians tell us food is safe, we still don't feel that way?
Yeah.
There still is a lot that needs to be done. There are good starting points, for sure.
We feel in a way, but not 100%, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe that's a good message. We're not 100% sure yet, but we are willing to open up to all these solutions that are made by the parliament, by the commission, in order to have safer foods here in Europe, and in order to prevent crises and fraud.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all agree. That's great. Thanks for coming back and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.